there, Deacon.
All right. Are you ready? All right. Into the seat first. Dropped out tonight in a luxurious limousine that he paid for with his dad's credit card. From a gated community in Beverly Hills, California, and a house made of solid gold, the privilege to invite Kid! Second, dropped off tonight with chariot of fire, a man who is no stranger to controversy. He may be a short stature, but his preaching packs a powerful punch. The man of God, Pastor Heenan! Ladies and gentlemen, just to reiterate, this is a no disqualification, anything goes, tables, ladders, and chairs, extreme rules match set for one fall, and it is for the World Wrestling Championship.
Folks, this is a fist fight.
These punches are straight out of the UFC. Just vicious rights from Dwight. And big rights in return by the passer.
Oh, yes. And, oh, it looks like he's trapped. He's trapping him by the hair. And Patrick Hennis is getting the upper hand on Dwight Kidd. And straight boots and right up there. Oh, 7, 8 punches. 9, 10 more punches. Oh, man. So, it looks like we might have been wrong at this match tonight.
Yeah, we called it wrong. The pass is off to a hot start. And what's going on?
Crowd is going wild. That's back. Oh, and it looks like he gives him the sweet chin music. Stops him again and again. Oh, man. And then again, Dwight Kidd, he can tell he is getting very, very mad.
Well, you can tell, just like you said, this is not a wrestling match. This is what you call a slobber knocker.
Oh, yes. And now where I come from, we probably call it a weapon.
A good old-fashioned weapon.
Yep, that's right. Except those weapons are not supposed to be in the ring. They're supposed to be between the parents and the children.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
Okay. It looks like, okay, Pastor Menace throws Dwight Kidd in the corner and knocks him again.
That shades of Ric Flair with the knife that's chop.
Oh, yeah. That looks like a karate chop to the chest.
You guys want to see one more?
We all want to see it.
Oh, yeah? Two hands.
Oh, my God.
And he smacks him with both hands right there.
All right, yep. Time to take out the trash.
And then, oh, and Pastor Menace kicks Dwight Kidd out of the ring, folks.
Yeah, this is when the match gets real dangerous, when it spills to the outside. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and what is this? Dwight Kidd gets his tray from underneath the stage. And it looks like there's some scuffle between the announcer here. The announcer doesn't know what he's talking about, I don't think.
Yeah, Jacob needs to get out of the way. This is a match between Pastor Jimenez and Dwight Kidd only. That is stainless steel. That is ripping the flesh of Josh Baker. Just look at the indent on that.
Oh, yes. And right over the back, too. Yep.
That's right.
And he's going right for the face. I would be surprised if Dwight Kidd was unconscious at this point.
Oh, he's definitely concussed. At the very least, he's concussed.
And then he straight spears him. And that was not even a wrestling spear, folks. That was a straight spear from, who knows where that's from. I don't know.
Screw that spear. Oh, no, not the steel banana. Not the steel banana.
Steel banana. That, oh, he knocks him right over the head with the steel banana. And then he's, okay, what is he doing? He is dragging him back. Humiliating Dwight Kidd.
That is such a hard punch. He just squished the banana. That's made of steel, ladies and gentlemen.
And now he's tearing apart the steel banana. And which, you know what? Nobody can tear apart that kind of steel. So that you can just tell that Pastor Jimenez must be extra mad. And he was oh, and then he smushes the banana into Dwight Kidd's head.
I am running out of things to say already. This is it. This is incredible, ridiculous, and everything else.
Oh, yes. Very ridiculous indeed. And there's another tray coming out from the stage.
You guys want to see me climb this ladder?
Oh, now Jacob needs to get out of the way. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, announcer Jacob is probably going to get the tray as well. I do not see this looking pretty in any bit, folks. And Jacob gets the tray right over their head.
Jacob just took one for the team as the last few brain cells he had left are gone forever.
And, okay, Dwight Kennedy is now smacking both of them for what it looks like.
Oh, no.
Doing the clasp with the pants. And whacking him over the head with another tray. That's what, three trays now?
That's about three trays, all completely indented. But, oh my goodness, just look at that. He must be in so much pain.
Yep. I don't see anybody making cookies on those trays anytime soon.
Sandwiched his skull in between the ring post and a steel pan. He's unconscious, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yep. And yet, Dwight Kidd is not finished with him. He's just continually beating Pastor Menace. And it looks like they're both outside of the ring, probably even headed towards the exit.
They're fighting into the crowd. I don't know how this is going to end. I'm getting nervous now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, socks him in the head one more time. Socks him right out of the hall. And then Pastor Menace comes out. And they just start beating Dwight Kidd over the head with that tray. Dwight Kidd almost slips over the tree as if it was a real banana. And Pastor Menace knocks Dwight Kidd down.
Pastor Menace looks like a completely different person tonight. He looks like a man ready to win.
Yes, that is correct. A man ready to win. And Dwight Kidd is still not Pastor Menace. Right back to square one.
And the ref wants him to get it back in the ring.
Oh, it's knocked right in the head. Moses has gotten a headshot.
I cannot believe what's going on. Our official Moses has been knocked out. How is this match going to end without a referee?
Well, I don't know. I guess it'll just end by general consensus, just like it does in the public schools. Oh, yep, and then he gets the tray again. Leader decision of bringing it back to the ring like it's supposed to be.
Oh, you know Dwight's going for something athletic here.
Okay, looks like Dwight Kidd leaps right over the ring and just clotheslines Pastor Menace.
That's a beautifully executed clothesline right there. Textbook.
With the tray yet again.
Oh, no.
If I may kindly suggest, you get, what is this? The ladder. He is not going to whack him over the head with that ladder now, is he?
I have no idea.
He said he smashed his face into the ladder. Man, he just nails him right on the back right there. Into the ladder!
Listen to that sickening thud as our righteous pastor goes screaming into that ladder!
And he straight stuns him right there.
That's a great bulldog.
And then it looks like Moses has regained consciousness and crawled right back into the ring. He has not called this yet.
Well, he's setting that ladder up again. I don't think Pastor Menace is going to give up. With, oh, no!
And throws him right back into the ladder. I can see a ton of bad injuries happening as a result of that.
His spine is tingling. It's in pain. That ladder is made of steel, ladies and gentlemen.
That is going to be one expensive chiropractor bill. And he throws him right onto the other side of the ring. And then Dwight chair, smushes the pastor right there, continually kicks the chair up against him.
Oh my goodness, a seated corner drop kick right to the face of Pastor Jimenez. Dwight Kidd might have just broken an orbital bone.
Oh yes. dizzy. He is trying to regain consciousness.
Faster!
And we get stop the right in the stomach and right in the head.
No, I know what he's going for. I know what he's going for. He's going for that DDT. He's going for that DDT, right?
Yes, the DDT. And I'll tell you something, that DDT is more dangerous than what they found in the eggs in the 80s.
That is just vintage Randy Orton right there. What has he got planned for him next? How much punishment can he take?
Oh, but then Caster dodges the attack, and he's got Dwight dead.
A beautiful German suplex, here comes the cover.
And then over to the announcer has a big issue with Moses, and it looks like another match is beginning right in the middle of it.
Just like last night, this man, oh my, he's going sideways. That no good Liv Morgan cheating hooligan is going to cost Caster Hernandez the match.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
He's just continually whacking the poor referee. And while this beast here were going at it back there.
Oh, he's taking the referee shirt. He's taking the referee shirt, but there's no disqualifications, ladies and gentlemen. This is all allowed.
Oh, yeah. And now the announcer is putting on the shirt like he's the referee.
Dwight's cheating again, he's cheating again!
The pastor is not giving up. Pastor is resilient. He is continuing this fight no matter what the cost.
Just like you said, no matter what the cost. I don't know what he's got planned here. Oh no. Oh no. Come on, Dwight. Don't bring the table out.
Yes, he is bringing the table out. And Dwight Kidd brings the table into the ring.
As if this match didn't have enough pain, didn't have enough suffering. Now we have to put grown men through splintered wood. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But as I just said before, this is Dwight Kidd. He has no limits whatsoever. Dwight Kidd will do what he wants. He's the privileged one. He does not care. I mean, Dwight Kidd will literally take and throw a pastor into right over his back. And he throws Dwight Kidd into the corner. Oh, sweet chin music.
What's gonna go on here? Oh my gosh! They just knocked each other out! They're both knocked out! They're both knocked out!
Oh yeah? So what would this be in that case if both are knocked out? Would this be a tied match or what? I mean, not only do we have to wrap this night, but we gotta come and see what's going on with these two right here.
This is not gonna end. In the name of everything I hold dear! No! Oh my goodness!
Hey, Moses! The ramp right into the table. Yeah. That is insane, folks. This is the most insane thing that happened probably on all World Baptist Sports.
You are absolutely correct. He just put that lip roller express to the table. Now what's going to happen, Ryan?
Oh, well, let's see. It looks like Moses has kicked out the announcer from the ring. Throws the table itself out of the ring. And just continually throwing things out of the ring. You know, I remember when I was young. And so Moses is also declaring himself as the winner of this round.
Finish him!
So, but Moses decides he wants to be the referee instead, not the belt title winner.
Well, Moses was the rightful referee to begin with.
Oh, my kid is up and has regained consciousness.
Oh, no, goes for the center again. He punches him off. Lands on his punch. Oh, no. What's he going for? Whips him into the... Oh, man. Into the ladder. No, not a center. A stone cold center. He's out of it. He's out of it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. So, I mean, this could possibly be the end of the match. We are not even sure. Looks, okay, got him in the hole, but now he looks like Pastor Jimenez has escaped the hole. Knocks White Kid in the face and on top of the head and knocks him out.
It looks like Pastor Jimenez is getting ready for something big. What's he going for here?
And let's see. Oh, and then he gets him with the stunner right there. But runs into the ladder himself. That was not a smart move, folks.
Not a smart move at all, but perfectly executed Stone Cold Center. This is it.
No!
Oh, no, he's hooking up. He's hooking up. Oh. Don't count him out of it yet. He's hooking up. He's getting hooked up. Let's get the crowd in there.
So it looks like Pastor Jimenez might have found his secret. The more the people cheer, the more energy Pastor Jimenez gets.
What you gonna do, Dwight? What you gonna do, Dwight?
Locks it and knocks it right in the head again. A total of three times.
Oh no. I know what he's going for. He beat Andre the Giant with this move.
Sweet chin music.
Hulk Hogan beat Andre the Giant with this move. He's going to put it away and end it right here, right now.
And oh.
My goodness. A diving senton. And now he's going for the pin. This is it.
And Dwight Kid escapes the pin. Pastor Jimenez head spinning.
Come on, Pastor, let's go! Finish him! Finish him! Pastor!
So wild, cheering up Pastor. And it looked like he might be going for old. For a moment, I thought he was going for the GTS. He might be going for the GTS.
Go to sleep.
But it's more like go to sleep and never wake up, seeing how this match is going.
Oh, no, he's going to pin him. He's going to pin him.
No!
Run!
No!
Oh, no. Do you know how strong you have to be to lift a man on your shoulders like that? Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And it looks like he's probably getting
an attitude adjustment right in the middle of the canvas.
One, two.
And he escapes it yet again.
That was a three.
No, that was a two.
Looks like there's an argument over whether it was a two or a three.
Finish him!
Pastor Jimenez playing out finishing him with the tray. Tray right to the face, Dwight Kid. But Dwight Kid is asking for more. Like Dwight Kid is almost not fazed by it. But you can tell it's all pump fakes, folks. You see, Dwight Kid, he knows this game. He knows that the more you fake it, the more you make it.
I said it once and I'll say it again. This is a slobber knocker, folks.
Yep, and sure knocked the slobber out of him.
Boy, I sincerely hope that they have paramedics ready outside when this match is over. These men are hurt.
Oh, yes. And it looks like Pastor Jimenez is preparing for an absolute takedown. And it looks like, oh, what is this?
Oh no, he caught him onto his shoulders. He's gonna go for the go to sleep.
Right, the go to sleep. And it looks like both of them are knocked out at this point.
Well, that move knocked my socks off, and I gotta tell you, I'm not even wearing socks. That's crazy.
Get up, Meister! Get up!
White Kid looks like he's about to do something here. And he kicks out Pastor Jimenez from the ring. And Dwight Kid, what are you doing? Dwight Kid, you have gone absolutely out of your mind insane.
Don't take our table. There's so many tables. Don't use ours. Anything but ours.
And Dwight Kid knocks Pastor Jimenez right in front of us. Knocks him right on the table. Or he's laying on the table like he's going to do an operation of some sort, or he's going to jump off it or something like that.
We got a job to do. We got a job to do.
It's too far. Extreme rules.
No, you're going to kill him. No.
I can do whatever I want.
No, it's my kid. It's too far.
Stay out of the way.
You won't be able to deal with your conscience.
Come on. Do it.
And now, White Kid, instead of knocking out Pastor Jimenez, dragging White Kid out of the way and knocking him in the head with that tray.
The referee gave Dwight just enough time to get distracted, and Pastor Jimenez capitalized, and now he's on the offense.
Oh, that is correct.
Come on!
Looks like Pastor Jimenez deciding to climb the ladder.
Jump. What's going to happen here?
Oh, switching music!
From Dwight Kid into the pin, right into the Pastor's face, and his cranium, folks!
And Dwight Kid coming over, taking the table from us. Oh, this is absolutely insane. Dwight Kid decides he wants to start taking the table. Dwight Kid has gone absolutely nuts.
He's gone insane. He's gone insane, folks.
He's gone mental asylum.
I don't know what he's going for here, folks, but it's not good.
Oh, yes. Not good at all. Looks like Dwight Kid's picking him up, getting him ready for possibly a GPS.
Oh, we're going to need a new table. We're going to need a new table. No, we're going to need a new table. Don't do this. Don't do this, Dwight.
No, Dwight, don't do this. Oh, and it looks like Dwight Kid has jumped on the top of Pastor Jimenez and broken the table.
Golly, Miss Molly, he just jumped off the top of the ladder into a table through Pastor Jimenez. They're both incapacitated. They're both incapacitated.
Oh, yes.
Pastor, get up!
Both are incapacitated.
I'm getting another table. I need
Okay. So,
Pastor!
Another table is coming out. Hopefully, Dwight Kid's not going to take this one. And looks like some kids might be starting to go into the ring. This is very, very, very dangerous. Very insane. And
let's go, Pastor!
He escapes the two yet again. Dwight Kid steaming, man.
Places to sit if you'd like to take a seat.
Oh, yes, very good. You see, the thing about Dwight Kid is he likes to think he can break whatever he wants. I mean, he is the privileged one. And Pastor Jimenez knocks it in the head yet again and again. Dwight Kid stepping out of the ring. And then...
Come on, Pastor!
No, not a suplex to the outside. Please, we don't need another table broken. We don't need it.
Hey, don't do it, Pastor.
Oh.
Do it!
Knocks him right in the stomach. Oh, and knocks Dwight Kid. And right in the face.
A sickening thud straight to his face. That's gotta hurt.
Oh, and another sickening thud to the face. you know, at this point, I don't know if I'm watching World Baptist Wrestling or UFC.
Please beware, there's
a
table right there.
The table is broken. Gentlemen, you know somebody could get seriously hurt over this. I really should have stuck the football now that I think about it. It looks like there's many injuries. Dwight Kidd under, halfway under this piece of paper. And Pastor Jimenez is getting his revenge, his sweet revenge on Dwight Kidd.
All the work that I did to set up that second table, and now it's destroyed. We have to stand for the rest of the match.
Oh, yes. It's unfortunate, isn't it? Okay, he's got him in the hole. And Dwight Kidd flips out of the hole yet again.
There's just no way that he was able to kick out of that. Some extraordinary will and strength from Dwight Kidd.
Oh, yes. Yes, Dwight Kidd. Pastor Jimenez is getting full advantage of Dwight Kidd.
Oh, no. Not the rock bottom!
And it's a rock bottom!
A sickening, oh, we know what he's going for here, folks. It's the most electrifying move in sports entertainment history, the People's Elbow.
Yes, we saw, I remember seeing three of them in a row delivered last night. I believe it was from Dwight Kidd on Pastor Jimenez. And it looks like Pastor Jimenez is going to do probably one. Looks like he showed him mercy at one. But it wouldn't surprise me if he hit him with a few more.
You guys want to see one more?
One more!
Okay, it looks like he's probably going to hit him with another People's Elbow. And get to the little dance and hit him with another People's Elbow.
This match is over. Two People's Elbows? He's done. He's done. All he has to do is pin him.
Yes, all he has to do is pin him. But you know, oh, and the announcer gets his beaten Pastor Jimenez over the head.
This is completely unfair. This is turning to a 2-on-1. A 2-on-1, he's just beating him. Not the Windex. Not the Windex. Oh, the Windex to the eye.
Yeah. Today, he had to kick Jacob out of church. He sprayed Bendix and Pastor Jimenez's eyes and beat him with the tray.
This is ridiculous. Get Jacob out of here. This is cheating. Cheating to the extreme.
And they're booing the announcer because the announcer is definitely not playing fair in this match.
He's the manager.
And another table is coming out from underneath the stage. This is insane, folks.
If he gets put through one more table, I don't know how he would kick out of it. That's got to be the end of the match.
Get up, Dwight! Help me out! Get up, Dwight!
Let's go, Pastor!
Do you see Pastor Jimenez trying to clear his eyes with all that Windex in his eyes? He can't see. Ladies and gentlemen, he can't see.
Yes, and the announcer is actually helping out Dwight Kidd. So we know that this announcer is probably not going to have a job after this match because it looks like not only is this announcer cheating, he looks like he might have actually bet on the match.
You just used my script. I can't even read this anymore. It's ridiculous. It looks like he needs some water to get refurbished and get going ready for this match again. He doesn't want the water. Well, what's he going to drink then? He wants the Windex?
What are you doing, Dwight?
Oh my goodness, he just swept down half a bottle of Windex.
I knew that Dwight Kidd was involved in riotous stuff and drinking things he's not supposed to, but Windex, that's a whole nother thing, folks.
He has to have an iron stomach to be able to take all that clear side Windex straight down the toilet.
Oh yes, it looks like the announcer and Dwight Kidd.
Oh no, he's just gonna pump kick. I know what he's going for next, ladies and gentlemen. This is called a drop kick.
Oh, drop kicks him right there.
This is drop kick. We know what he's going for next. Oh, he's tuning up the band. He's tuning up the band for the sweet chin music.
Except that band is not a very, very musically happy band. Sweet chin music.
No, not the sweet chin music with some extra Windex. No, this is bad, ladies and gentlemen. Very bad.
And it looks like Dwight Kidd is just playing with Pastor Jimenez at this point.
Oh, no. He's about to give Pastor Jimenez the people's elbow. He's about to give him the people's elbow a taste of his own medicine. Serious move. This can't be.
Out to the audience, I believe that's an insurance liability, and it's the people's elbow. Another insurance liability, mind you.
Oh my. Oh, what's he going for here? No, not another table, Dwight.
And it looks like he's going to try and throw Pastor Jimenez over the table.
Oh, we're going to need a miracle, folks. We're going to need a miracle. Please don't let this happen like this. Not like this!
There is no way that Pastor Jimenez is going to survive. And it looks to me like something's going on here. Like the lights have gone out, but they're still wrestling.
There's a power malfunction! There's a power malfunction, folks! What's going on in the ring?
So, I mean, Dwight Kidd is one of the rulers of the darkness of this world, so perhaps... Oh, and the real power Jimenez!
Thank you very much for being part of the Next Generation Youth Rally. I want to take some time to just thank some special people. First of all, let's thank all the actors in this skit. Of course, we've got Jacob, the evil manager. Moses, the referee. Ryan, the announcer. Noah, the announcer. The proxy pastor, he known as. And Dwight Kidd. Thank you very much. I also want to take a moment to thank, of course, all the volunteers here at Verde Baptist Church for helping us put on this event. A special recognition, of course, to the VBC staff for the hours that you put in, preparation that you put in. Of course, we're just thankful for you. Let's give them a round of applause. Our deacon, Brother Oliver. for the Shaw, for the David. And we're a very special person to put in countless hours, your pastor's wife, Miss Joanne Jimenez. We hope you had a great time, and I want to invite you to join us next year for the Next Generation Youth Rally, Roman numeral number 2. Yeah! God bless you, you are dismissed.
That was awesome. I like that ending. That was like super satisfying.